This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. A false storm is forming over the Bering Sea and expected to hit the coasts of the Kuskokwim Delta and Bristol Bay today. The National Weather Service predicts the storm will strike hardest today with driving winds and heavy rainfall and taper into showers and breezes by Thursday. The strongest winds are expected to sweep across the Kuskokwim Delta this morning, blowing from the south up to 60 miles per hour. In Bethel, the winds should reach their strongest point between midday and evening. Rainfall over the next 2 days could reach 1 to 2 inches, with the heaviest rain along the coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Ozenmacher says coastal areas could experience a minor coastal surge on Thursday, causing minimal erosion. The energy and moisture of the storm is coming from Typhoon Faxai, which made landfall in Japan on Monday. And in City Council news, all three modifications to the Bethel Municipal Code passed introduction last night, but not without debate. First, Vice Mayor Thor Williams introduced a measure to require formal training for new council members.
Seemed like council members didn't get all the information that they should have at the time that they're elected on how the city works.
Councilmember Leif Albertson had a retort.
You know, when trainings like this have been offered in the past, they're poorly attended.
Next, it was Albertson's turn. He submitted a rewrite of the code section on ethics violations and the process to review them.
It was ambiguous what qualified as an ethics violation, and we also had a review process that we were basically... Council was the body that was in charge of that, and our attorney, and I mean, it seemed like everyone agreed that was not a good system.
One of the changes featured having a hearing officer from the state of Alaska review if a complaint was valid. Vice Mayor Williams had questions about that.
How much is this going to cost the city as an ordinance? Have we run the numbers with this hearing officer person?
And also, the Finance Committee proposed moving the deadline for the city's audit ahead from 150 days after the end of the fiscal year to 270 days after. Councilmember Mitchell Forbes told council that granting agencies only care if an audit had been done before a deadline of 270 days.
This would put us back in line get the city in line with external deadlines that we see instead of having an arbitrary deadline.
Vice Mayor Williams argued that the debate is not what matters.
Even if you have it at 9 months, it doesn't mean anything because there's no enforcement.
At the end of the night, all three BMC modifications passed introduction. As Mayor Fred Watson reminded council members, they will have more time to discuss these issues at the next meeting.
And this is an introduction. I'm all in favor of introduction. We can always make changes.
And so, at its last meeting with these seven members, the council will look at passing these three changes to the Bethel Municipal Code on September 24th. Also last night, the Bethel City Council gave the city manager permission to sign the first contract for the Avenue's piped water and sewer project. Dow Engineering submitted a draft of the contract that totals almost $1 million. The engineering firm has laid out seven phases that will go into developing the design. The action memorandum allows the city manager to negotiate and sign the contract. However, acting city manager Bill Howell is on leave until the end of September to run his meat butchering business during moose season. And the new acting city manager, Roberto Bo Foley, has been at the helm for less than 2 weeks. Councilmember Mitchell Forbes had some reservations.
Not, you know, doubting your character or fitness at all, Mr. Foley, but obviously you're not deeply involved in this project. You're kind of just getting up to speed. And if we don't have a city attorney right now, I'm kind of uncomfortable doing anything on this.
City Clerk Lori Strickler informed the council that Michael Gotti, the city's temporary legal advisor, had likely not seen the contract yet. Council members mulled the idea of postponing the action memorandum until Gotti reviewed the document but decided against it. Here's Council Member Leif Albertson.
You know, this project a long time coming, and there's been delays already. You know, Gotti's going to look at this sometime, right?
So the council settled on verbally directing acting city manager Foley to obtain legal approval before signing the contract. The action memorandum passed unanimously. Fritz Charles was the only council member absent. And it took a little longer than planned, but a window of clear weather allowed the old Napakiak school fuel tanks to be moved to Bethel. The federal government ordered the Lower Kuskokwim School District to empty the tanks to prevent an environmental disaster as the eroding Kuskokwim riverbank advanced towards the fuel site. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports today's forecasted storm could cause more erosion.
The Bethel-based company Faulkner Walsh Constructors barged the 10 tanks from Napakiak to Bethel yesterday afternoon. Co-owner Steve Walsh says multiple days of high winds and heavy rain delayed the move by a little over a week. The Lower Kuskokwim School District will deposit the tanks at the former Bethel Kilbuck School site, which burned down in 2015 and is being used to store the school district's waste. The tanks previously held 36,000 gallons of diesel fuel. The U.S. Coast Guard ordered LKSD to empty the tanks in August after the Kuskokwim River bank eroded within 76 feet of the fuel site. LKSD contracted Faulkner Walsh Constructors to build a temporary fuel tank farm in the Napakiak School parking lot and transfer the fuel into it. The Coast Guard gave the school district 2 weeks to complete the job, but extended the deadline by 24 hours to keep the crews from working through the night. Napakiak City Council member Walter Nelson says there has been more erosion during the past 2 weeks' storms, but an assessment has not been made of the extent of the loss. The National Weather Service forecast a fall storm with heavy rain and high southerly winds for today. Nelson says winds from this direction drives the Kuskokwim waves into the Napakiak shoreline, and he predicts the road along the riverbank, already halfway gone, will disappear after today. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, KYUK is continuing its series of profiles on candidates for Bethel City Council today. KYUK's Greg Kim brings us Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary is originally from Northern Illinois. After a stint in Anchorage, she moved to Bethel 7 years ago to join the Environmental Health Office at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, which is where she works today. Gustafson-Leary has been attending city council meetings more this past year. In People to be Heard, she has criticized the council for the compensation ordinance and for not imposing a stricter bottle limit in the alcohol ordinance.
You know, I'm the kind of person that if you're unhappy with something or you're dissatisfied with something, that you for me at least, I have to take action. I need to try at least to make it better.
Gustafson-Leary has served on the Public Works Committee since 2017 and eventually became the co-chair.
I almost wish it was a prerequisite that to be on council, you have to have already served on a committee or commission, just because it's a group that relies on you being there. If everyone doesn't show up, you can't meet. You know, you just kind of wasted people's time.
In the Public Works Committee, Gustafson-Leary has worked with the Solid Waste Department to hang signs on dumpsters to explain what items are prohibited and when you can drop them off at the dump.
You know, I think it's really important to work with the staff and employees and departments at the city that we have, rather than like coming in with the attitude of drain the swamp and come in and fire everyone, or, you know, we don't have Bethel small. We got to work with who we have here.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary says another thing she wants to do if she's elected is to revive the alcohol task force. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
You can listen to the Bethel City Council candidate Alyssa Gustafson-Leary's full Coffee at KYUK interview online at kyuk.org. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukden News coming up.